The artistry of life is all about being the practitioner of life. It means that you view life as a participant rather than an observer. We all face the same challenges in different degrees, learning how to properly navigate and overcome those challenges is a necessary part of becoming the ultimate.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. It's the DFB Uncle Eli and the DFB Director himself, Sire. Another brand new episode of The Artistry of Life. How are you doing? How are you feeling today, Key?
I am doing outstanding, you know, which is my usual self. And my explanation is always the same. Anytime you get an opportunity to inhale, exhale, meaning you get another day to live, regardless of what happened yesterday, you have another day to get it right. If you didn't get it right yesterday, or if you got it right yesterday, you have another day to do it again and even do it better. So
yes,
always doing outstanding.
Wow, that is beautiful, man. I mean, same goes for me. It's just really, really important to just stay grounded in who you are, you know, regardless of all the external forces and everything that is happening. And, you know, like you said, every day is a brand new opportunity to be better, to be the best version of yourself. Like one of today's quotes we put out, where it says, balance is something you achieve every single day.
Right.
So everything just plays role in what has been happening, and what is happening is just waking up, you know, just staying grounded on who you are. And like today, I'm going to try to achieve, not even try, I will achieve balance, you know, differently than I did yesterday.
I remember that quote. And the significant part about that is that when we lay our heads down to sleep at night, the world keeps evolving. Things keep happening. Things keep moving. So whatever you are in sync with as you were awake, maybe you were up to speed with the current events and you were up to date on just everything that was current, that was happening and unfolding in that time, that's a part of your awareness. Once you go to sleep, you stop, but life keeps going. More things keep happening, more events, more news, more changes. So when you get up, you know, you might think that some, you know, things were put on pause when you went to sleep, but that's not the case.
Yes.
So you gotta get caught, like, okay, what happened? Many conversations happened while you went to sleep. Many things unfold. So you have to kind of get caught up to the current time that you wake up. And that now leads into you trying to achieve that balance, like we said, you know, with the current time that you're in. And it's something that you have to do every single day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
You know, so and not every single thing or person needs your attention, your time, or your energy every day. So
yes,
one day you might focus on your external world because there's errands and tasks and projects that you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe another day you might have to do more of a deeper dive internally because everything externally is taken care of.
Yes.
Now you can allocate more time internally, you know. So, and then you can go down the list of different things that you can allocate your time and energy to.
Yes.
Each day.
Yes. You know, I mean, that part right there is very important, allocating your time and energy to people. And, you know, just, I mean, I said the very most important part is, you know, that self, the time you allocate for yourself, right, throughout the whole day. Instead of, you know, because as everything is unfolding, right, is for me personally, I've learned to just, you know, reserve my energy more and just be cautious of, you know, who earns my energy,
right?
You know, who earns my attention, you know, because, you know, giving attention and time and energy to everyone out there, trying to be the Jesus for people, like we say. And then, you know, just again, as everything is unfolding, just realizing that, okay, not everything, every situation deserves, you know, the time and energy, just learning how to, you know, put that time into yourself. So,
yeah, I mean, absolutely, because regardless of what's going on externally, we already know that the energy you express is the energy that you're going to receive because the universe doesn't like any empty spaces. So that's like a universal law, right? Like whatever you give off is what you're receiving. And if something is happening externally and it's quote unquote not productive, not constructive, or it can be classified as negative energy, the minute you put your energy to that, to match that, that's exactly what you're going to receive. right? So, it's knowing that if you're call yourself an intelligent being, then you understand that the more things are, if it's non-constructive externally or, it's negative, and that's not what you want in your life or you want for yourself, it's easy to just consciously use your mind and say, I reject that, because that's one of the functions and the faculties of the conscious mind.
Yes.
It can accept and reject. So I have the authority to be able to accept things, and I can reject things, right? And it that takes the conversation into a different space, where when there's a age old saying where people go, you fight fire with fire, right? And if you call yourself an intelligent human being, you can look at that saying and that quote and realize that there's no logic in that, right? There's no sense in that.
Yes.
Everybody knows you fight fire with
water.
Right? Like, you don't see firemen rushing to a fire and like, hey man, let's throw some more fire on this thing. Maybe we could get it out. That's not how you fight fire. You fight it with water or dirt or something that can counter the force of that fire, right? Mm-hmm. You don't fight it with light things or things that can make it, like gasoline or oil, right? And these are things that they tell you, when you're going through training, like, hey, don't throw gas or don't throw, because it just makes it more. Almost. You don't want to fight it. Similarly, so like when we, back to the conversation we're having, when things are going external and a certain force of energy is being projected, you should be conscious and intelligent enough to know, like, if I meet this energy with equal or greater force that's coming at me, then once I give that off, only thing that it's gonna do is antagonize other parties or other entities external to give me even more of whatever I give off. So the intelligent thing to do is just, put some water on it, put some, or just kind of let the fire, some fires, you just gotta let them burn themselves out. Instead of putting energy into it, you just kind of sit back and you reserve yourself and you're like, okay, well, in due time, nature will take care of that fire, right? Like, whether it'll make it rain, the space in which it's operating will just be contained, and it'll be like, okay, well, just burn yourself out right there. Good.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, as you were talking, right, we have the authority, over ourselves, not anything external of us, right? And like you say, fighting fire with fire, that doesn't make any sense, right?